I believe they haven't seen the light. They haven't got a vision for the future. They've got their head in the sand. And if we don't tell people what precisely what we've got and value add it, we're never going to get more money for it. We're going to be down with the average of everyone else.
So do you think that they are a little bit slow then in this willingness to embrace heading in a new direction and embracing new ideas?
No, I don't think they're slow. I just think they've stopped. They're not slow. They've stopped.
The citrus industry, in your opinion, is at a really critical point, and you've come up with a new idea to help remarket and rebrand citrus. Can you explain to us a little bit about your thoughts?
Yes, well, there's been so much confusion about the new varieties because nobody's actually set out to promote them or distinguish them from anything else. So the customer, the buyer, just hasn't got a clue what they are and their value and special features. So I decided to do something about it myself. We've got set up a promotional program with all the information, card on stickers, flyers. Is nobody's attempted to do what we're doing or what we've done, then it's looking very, very promising.
So do you think one of the biggest issues has been purely the marketing of citrus, in that there isn't much distinguishing between your oranges and your grapefruits and your mandarins, whereas your apples might be quite clearly labelled which is which?
That's correct. The apples, and I think the potato people have got their act together, and citrus industry have just been had it too easy for too long with the low dollar. Nobody's bothered to do anything, and that's why it's in trouble. Well, I don't aim to be in trouble. I aim to be successful, and I will be. Because the industry's got a great future because primarily it's counter-cyclical to the Northern Hemisphere and particularly this district, but particularly north of the Murray River where we are as well. We grow some of the best quality citrus in Australia, if not the world. I tell me our Fura mandarins are amongst the best in the world.
So do you think that with the possibilities that are ahead and how there are so many opportunities there, that if this isn't handled correctly, then we're at risk of putting in jeopardy that optimistic future?
That's right. Nobody's trying to build on this. Nobody's really got a vision and value adding what we've got. We're just competing against Chile and South Africa, and our product is superior. One of the big exporters is doing a fairly good job with the export market, but again, they're selling bulk volumes of fruit against the competition. Well, maybe anybody can do that to a price.
So if we have a look at, just to give people a picture of what we're talking about, one of the boxes that we've got here is what your citrus currently goes out in. Yes. To the world, and it's got a lizard on the side of it.
Yes.
Part of your plan is to rebrand that and to redo the boxes. Can you just explain to us what we're looking at with this second box?
We've got a totally different concept. We actually want to tell people what's in the box instead of pick a box, hide it. We actually have photographs of real fruit in very good graphics on the side, spelling out exactly what people are buying them, showing them what it is like with the brand name there so that they can identify it quick as a flash. So, I mean, the shopper in the supermarket, you've only got 3 or 4 seconds to catch their eye as they go through. Our promotional material is eye-catching. The graphics are very precise. The colours are very well set out so that people can... It stands out from other offerings, which is essential.
So what's the feedback you're getting from the citrus industry, like the exporters and the people that are currently heading up a lot of the citrus marketing?
It's a bit early to reflect on that yet, but I can imagine what's been said when it happens.
So it's exciting times for citrus.
I think the next 10 years are going to be very exciting for those that are left in the industry and those that can do the right thing by their product.